Today, as we celebrate the feast of Our Blessed Lady's Immaculate Conception, we have to recognize also that we celebrate the destruction of Satan. That becomes critically important, especially today, because, as you may be aware, the Satanists are having a convention starting today down in Scottsdale, Arizona. And it will go for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. This is the first time they have done this. And to add insult to injury, they have to turn people away. Let's just put it that way. There were so many people who wanted to go. Now, on our part, and I apologize that we didn't tell you about this earlier, but I didn't hear about it until Monday or Tuesday, so otherwise we would have announced it on Sunday. But right after Mass this morning, or this afternoon, we'll be praying a rosary. Tom Smolik will be leading that in reparation. There are people around the country doing reparation between noon and 3 o'clock. And so if you can't stay for prayer this afternoon, please, however you can, wherever you can, say some prayers and do whatever penance you might be able to do to make reparation. Now, that said, we also look at this and say, I have my doubts that they knew exactly what they were doing when they set up the dates. Nothing gets past God. And so here we are celebrating the apparition in which Our Lady acknowledges her Immaculate Conception. And so that reading that we just heard, there's a line that comes right after it. It says, "For the accuser of our brothers is cast out." Accuser in Hebrew is Satan. The accuser of our brothers, that's what his task was. He was created not only as the highest angel, he was created to be the accuser. And so that's exactly what he's about. But he is cast out. He is destroyed. And it is the woman who destroys him. It is the woman that God foretold in the book of Genesis, and we hear about now in the book of Revelation, but it is our Blessed Lady, and it is her Immaculate Conception in particular that destroys the vile head of this disgusting creature. And so that's what we look to. That's what we want to pray today in a special way, and again over the next couple of days, because they have some heinous things prepared and planned for what it is that they're planning on doing. We won't go into any of that, but the only thing I can say is when not only they have people who want to do these disgusting things, but they have to turn people away, you have to stop and say, you know, if only Christian people served their master with the same intensity that the people who worship Satan serve their master, this world would have been converted and saved centuries ago. But we don't. We just go, whatever. Ho-hum, we don't, we believe in Jesus, so what? Now these people, it's about Satan. They are 100%, they are totally given over to the service of this vile and disgusting creature who is going to destroy their souls. But the one who saves our souls, we're not so sure, maybe, kinda, whatever. No, it's time we get our act together and start to say, I am going to serve the Lord. Period. None of this nonsense of, Jesus, but. Or, I'll serve the Lord, but. No. Let's get the buts out of there. Because there's no room for them. Where we are going, there are two options. It is Jesus or it is Satan. There is no in between. None. And so anybody who thinks that they can keep one foot on the dock and one foot on the boat's pulling out from the pier and you're going to wind up in the water. Make a choice. It is either Jesus or it is Satan. There will be no in between. There will be no in between where we're headed here in the next little bit, And of course, there is no in-between for eternity. It's heaven or it's hell. And anybody who wants to say, oh, I don't know, they've chosen hell. We know. We know what the truth is. We know who the truth is. And we have to make a choice. That's exactly what has been laid before us over and over and over again. Moses, 3,500 years ago, had to say the exact same thing to the people of Israel. Choose today whom you will serve, whether it's the gods that your fathers served or whether it's the Lord. He said, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. You and I have a choice to make. Choose today whom you will serve. These unfortunate souls are 100% in favor of serving their master. And when we hear our Lord say, love the Lord your God with your whole heart and soul and strength, these people serve a creature, a vile, disgusting creature with their whole heart and soul and strength. And, you know, we're lucky if we give God 50%. We need to think about this. So choose today whom you will serve, and serve him. Not lip service, not maybe, not kinda, not well, you know, I suppose if it's one or the other, you know. No. There's no room for this nonsense. It is one or the other. So choose today whom you will serve, and serve him with your whole heart and soul and strength.